Every family with young kids faces the same dilemma, what to do about childcare. Every family's solution may look a little different with one common thread. It's often expensive. Today, we begin a three-part series on childcare issues in Central Illinois, starting with a cost that some families find overwhelming. Marjane Gassemi of Normal is a single mother of four kids, ages 1 through 7. She's cobbled together what she thinks is her most affordable childcare arrangement, an in-home daycare for the younger two, and paying a college student to watch the older kids after they get off school. For that, Gassemi pays a staggering amount.
Annually, it's about $25,000.
That's more than half her income from her job at State Farm. The 31-year-old says she's barely able to put food on the table because of childcare expenses.
All expenses go to daycare, mortgage, and the necessities. There's no extras right now. And that's just how it's going to be for at least the next 5 years.
Gassemi is one of many McLean County parents who struggle to afford childcare. Unless you're fortunate enough to have grandparents nearby, parents often pay over $250 a week per kid at a childcare center. Gassemi pays a bit less for an in-home center, about $165 per week per kid. There is help, but it's limited. Gassemi said her choice of a cheaper in-home daycare means she doesn't qualify for the state's child care assistance program. And she says she's repeatedly failed to win the lottery to get her older kids into Normal Parks and Recreation's affordable after-school program at Grove Elementary School, which is at capacity. Instead, she pays that college student $150 a week to watch her two older kids at home until she gets off work. The Grove after-school program would be around $40 per week if she could get in. Gassemi doesn't have a big support network locally to help her with her kids. She wishes there was more financial assistance available for working parents.
I feel that childcare should be a covered expense for every working family. I just wish that there was things readily available, affordable, and even honestly just paid for, because people have to work and the kids need to be watched and they need to be in a safe environment. And that's the number one thing for me.
Raising kids is hard. That's not new, but as more and more households send both parents into the workforce, the challenge of finding and paying for childcare only grows. And policymakers haven't made it any easier. Just 14% of U.S. workers have access to paid family leave to give parents guilt-free bonding time with their new baby. Illinois still doesn't have universal preschool, and Gassemi's dream of free childcare? Fat chance. For a single-parent household like Gassemi's, the math is crushing. It's not easy even for a dual-parent household. In Illinois, a married couple with two children will spend on average 25% of their income on childcare if they use a full daycare center. That's according to a 2018 study from Child Care Aware of America, a leading nonprofit that advocates for pro-family policies. There are around 10,000 kids under age 5 living in McLean County, and experts say there's no perfect way to track where they all go for childcare. In 2016, there were 33 licensed child care centers with capacity of about 4,000 kids, with room for another 2,100 at some licensed exempt centers and licensed in-home care. And there are stay-at-home parents, unlicensed in-home care, neighbors, grandparents. Unlike K-12 education, it's a patchwork. Child Care Aware says it's broken.
It's hard for parents to navigate. It's hard to understand what's available, what they can afford.
That's Dion Dobbins, Senior Director of Research at Child Care Aware.
It's kind of all over the place, and I'd say that in a perfect world, we would have either one system or a system that incorporated all these different types of options and available opportunities for childcare where they talk to each other so that there are similar standards and people can know what it would cost to send their child to childcare. Would it be free or would it be subsidized or would it be, you know, a certain amount?
There are resources for parents to help find childcare. The Child Care Resource and Referral Network, based in Bloomington, serves McLean and three other adjacent counties. It connects parents with Accelerate, a search tool for childcare and early learning programs. And employee assistance programs at both State Farm and Country Financial can help find childcare, too. But the prevailing view is that childcare is expensive, and the assistance program's subsidy amount is below the market average for the majority of care provided in Illinois. That's according to Dan Harris, Executive Director of the Illinois Network of Child Care Resource and Referral Agencies, or INCRA. That includes 16 of these local referral agencies around the state.
And I can't tell you how many stories I've heard from parents where there's, you know, the two-parent working families where both parents are employed, where one of the parents' wages, nearly all of one of the parents' wages goes to pay for child care for their two kids.
State assistance and other programs like Head Start are typically limited to low-income families. That leaves a gap for middle-income earners with children, according to Miranda Lynn, an early childhood expert at Illinois State University's College of Education.
So it's a dilemma for parents who make enough money, but not so much money that they cannot really, you know, for them, it's always an issue.
Many parents choose an in-home option because it's typically cheaper than a full childcare center, such as Little Jewel's Learning Center, Katie's Kids Learning Centers, or Cadence Academy. Katie Still Martis owns Katie's Kids, which has two Bloomington Normal locations with around 280 kids, most between 6 weeks old and kindergarten. She says there are good reasons why those childcare centers are more expensive. She says she takes pride in providing good pay and benefits to her employees. It's her biggest expense.
I say that slightly cautiously only because we have such an underpaid field, so it seems crazy that a majority of our income is actually going to our staff when yet they're paid so little.
Indeed, the median hourly wage for a full-time early childhood teacher in 2017 was about $12 per hour, $26,000 a year. That's according to a 2017 survey from the Illinois Department of Human Services. That survey found the top reason that early childhood teachers leave their jobs is dissatisfaction with pay and benefits. Stell Martis says Katie's Kids also hires more employees to bring its adult-to-child ratio below the state requirement, 1-4 instead of 1-8. She says that leads to a better learning environment.
So that's something that really makes us different, but it also increases our costs.
She says the pressure on parents has changed tremendously in recent years as more households send both parents into the workforce. And cost isn't the only hard part.
It comes with a lot of parental guilt for us, especially as mothers. We have this perceived notion that we are the sole primary caregivers for our children. And so, A, it's really hard to share that responsibility with somebody else. So I feel like the most important thing when families come to look at Katie's Kids is I want them to know that we really thrive on relationships and we really want them to be a partner in their child's development. It's not just, oh, where are we going to choose because my child's going to be here 8 to 10 hours a day, 5 days a week. The reality is that children are often with us more than they are with their parents during the week as far as waking hours. And so really it's picking really a partner.
And finding that partner isn't always easy. A couple of years ago, Brianne and Andy Anderson from Atlanta were bringing their daughter, Brooklyn, to an in-home daycare. But that fell apart. They were surprised to find out the place wasn't licensed.
So we had to find another daycare. And at that point, we were really lost and didn't know what to do.
Brianne says the Child Care Resource and Referral Network was really helpful, providing a list of new options. Andy says they visited 3 in-home daycares for Brooklyn before they found the right fit.
Just the first two, it's like started out the first one, we were kind of, you know, didn't really, you got to like kind of gel, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then the second one, we're kind of a little bit more. But then the third one, we went to their house and we were there for, 2.5 hours talking. It was like family right off the bat. So we pretty much knew right then that's who we wanted.
They pay $140 a week for that in-home care in Bloomington. They're happy to do it because of the good care Brooklyn receives. But they see challenges on the horizon, too. Soon, they'll have to pay for 4-year-old Brooklyn to go to part-time preschool, too. Then it's kindergarten and finding after-school care.
But then, you know, the time that she gets out of school is quite different than the time we get off work.
Almost 3 hours.
It's causing me a little anxiety thinking about that. Because that's very important to know that your child's taken care of. And now we're going to have to start that whole process off here.
Some new parents find their child care solution within the family. Molly Shara Barbie and her husband Chris Barbie of Hayworth rely on 2 sets of grandparents who split up the week with their 17-month-old daughter, Evie. They discussed other options, including Molly staying home with Evie and leaving her job as a physical education and health teacher at Normal West High School. They could have made that work budget-wise, but there were other costs.
A part of me would be missing. I really like teaching. I like the creativity that comes with it. I like the bonds with my students. And that would be a big sacrifice, I think, to not be working.
Instead, Molly works full-time. So does Chris at ADM in Decatur. Molly's mother, Marie Beauchet, is retired from Illinois State University. She and her husband, Randy Scherer, hang out with Evie on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Chris's parents, Roxanne and Steve, take Thursdays and Fridays. The thinking is, Molly and Chris get to work, everyone gets time with Evie, and no one gets burned out. Here's Grandma Marie.
I didn't really think of it as, I'm saving you money. I was thinking it more of what a benefit it would be for everybody involved, not just Evie, but us as grandparents, them as parents. And so in our case, I feel like it was more of a decision based on the well-being of Evie.
And Marie says she treasures this time with Evie.
Just incredible. It's very hard to put into words, I would say. We're just so close to her, and we've always been so close to Molly, and I feel like it's an extension of that. But and it's different. I think when you're raising your own children, you have such this stress of your life going on, you know. And so I feel like it's like another go-round where we're able to, like, really focus in on small little things and, you know, little tiny developmental things. And, of course, we have the time to take her places in the daytime. And it's almost like having a child, but you're coming at it from a different place.
For Molly and Chris, having two sets of grandparents so involved is more than just logistically helpful.
Because there's so many baby books and there's so many articles you can read and differing opinions, but I have six people that really know her. Like, what do you think will work for Evie? That's comforting because I get overwhelmed with all the advice you can read about, and it's kind of nice to have people that really know her.
That's Molly Shara Barbie talking about her family's childcare situation. Listen tomorrow on Sound Ideas for part two of GLT's series on childcare issues in Central Illinois. We'll look at gaps in the childcare scene and what programs exist or should exist to fill them.